Well, guys, well, once again, your host is back and he is totally late about reviewing on a MCU movie that is streaming right now, Disney Hotstar Plus. And if you are one of the fans, then you must have streamed it already in theaters. And if you haven't, then you are the person I am talking to. So make sure you listen to the episode, guys. So, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. It's an American superhero film based on Marvel comic featuring the character Doctor Strange. The film is directed by Sam Raimi and written by Michael Waldron. It happens to be a sequel to Doctor Strange released in 2016, and the storyline of the movie is interconnected with other movies which featured Doctor Strange in it. So, plotline: Doctor Strange wakes up after seeing a dream where he and some girl are being attacked in some alternate dimension, but it doesn't connect with current life. While attending his ex-lover's wedding, suddenly Doctor Strange gets hitched about some magic, and some creature has been attacking the girl that Doctor Strange has been seeing in his dreams. And later Doctor gets to know she has the power to jump between multi-dimension, and he seeks help from Wanda Maximoff. But afterward, he gets to know Wanda was the one attacking Chavez, American Chavez. The girl's name is American Chavez and wants to draw power from her so that she can be with her sons. Doctor Strange and Wanda are fighting each other, but Chavez isn't sure whether Doctor can hold it off against Wanda or not. So she jumps off with Strange to a different dimension where they were sucked out to different dimension for sure. Or Doctor Strange pushed Mr. America Chavez to different dimension. When she got scared, she uses her power to get to different dimension. So that's it. I believe Doctor Strange was the one who pushed her to different dimension when she used her power when she got scared of Wanda. So they jumped to different dimension where they get handcuffed. The Strange is presented in front of Illuminati, a group of superheroes, but they also failed to stop Wanda from taking Chavez. Lastly, Strange uses Darkhold and Dream walks into that Strange body and saves Chavez. Wanda realizes her doing wasn't good, so she decides on destroying all copies of Darkhold. Their fight caused a problem in the Dark Dimension, so Doctor Strange has asked to sort it out by other character that has been newly introduced into MCU. So let me just begin with the synopsis. Well, the film was released after so many movies where Doctor Strange was featured and played a crucial role, so every film is interconnected to this movie. And storyline of the movie continues right after the Spider-Man No Way Home, but Doctor Strange was in trouble. He didn't know he has to fight the Avenger this time and save the world from the Darkhold. The VFX animation was so on point that you might agree every magic trick that came out of Doctor Strange's fingers are real. And film was supposed to be lengthy like Spider-Man, but isn't. And ending of the movie hints towards the third part of the movie, guys. That's it. So if you are a fan of Doctor Strange, then you must have already streamed it on Disney Hotstar Plus, or you must have watched it in theaters with your friends. And if you haven't, then this was episode for you guys. And thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.